Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. I so appreciate you joining me today. And with the Lord's help, we may conclude this message on the precious blood of Jesus. Let me share a wonderful scripture found in the book of Revelation, the first chapter, verse 5. And from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness and the first begotten of the dead and the prince of the kings of the earth, unto him that loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood, and hath made us kings and priests unto God and his Father, to him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Praise God. We, beloved, you and I, if we've accepted Jesus, have been made kings and priests unto our God. That is our total person, our entire being. The whole man needs the covering of the blood of Jesus to be a normal, healthy, and effective Christian. John said, Beloved, I wish above all things thou mayest prosper and be in health as your soul prospers. And we, on yesterday's broadcast, had looked at the significance and importance of the blood of consecration, or sanctification, if you will, that Moses applied to Aaron and his sons. In Leviticus, the 8th chapter, verses 22 to 23, it says, he put it on the tip of Aaron's right ear, upon the thumb of his right hand, upon the great toe of his right foot. And so, just by way of quick review, his anointing that ear with blood, if you will, were to hear what the Spirit is saying. That's the symbology for us today under the new covenant. Our thumb is our activity. We are to render service and be obedient to the Lord and his call on our lives in terms of the body of Christ as well as the unsaved. And then, of course, the toe or foot represents our feet shod with the gospel of the preparation of peace. The blood enables us to constantly and consistently walk in the Spirit. So, let me share Hebrews 9:14. It says, this is referencing the blood of Jesus. How much more shall the blood of Christ purge your conscience from dead works to serve the living God? Beloved, natural man or the carnal Christian, the unsanctified, unconsecrated ear is dominated by the voice of the self, that inner voice that wants the flesh to be satisfied. The unsanctified hand reaches out to satisfy those fleshly appetites. The unsanctified foot delights to walk in the ways of the world. These are three great avenues of approach to the human race that Satan has used for millennium. We, as our natural man, wants to satisfy the flesh, we want to inflate the ego, we want to love the world. But Jesus was victorious in all three areas. He defeated the world, the flesh, and the devil. I won't take time to read all those scriptures, but if we look at the passages found in the Gospel of Luke, that fourth chapter, remember the devil tempted Jesus to turn the stones into bread after his 40-day fast, and he responded with the word of God. It is written that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word of God. And then, remember, he took him up to a high mountain. He showed him all the kingdoms of the world, and he said, I will give them to you and all their glory if you'll worship me. And Jesus says, get thee behind me, Satan. It is written, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve. And you know that word worship means that you are worshiping executing and fulfilling the will of the person that you are worshiping. And then, of course, when he took him up to a high pinnacle on the temple, he said, you know, your angels have charge over you, just cast yourself down. And Jesus answered, it is written, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. So Jesus was victorious in all areas to give us an example and to show us the way to walk in. Now, the spirit and blood are inseparable, and I want to share a very important scripture found in Leviticus, the 8th chapter, verse 30. And there the word says, and Moses took of the anointing oil and of the blood which was upon the altar and sprinkled it upon Aaron and upon his garments and upon his sons and upon his sons' garments with him, and sanctified Aaron and his garments and his sons' garments with him. So what do we see taking place here? The spirit and the blood are inseparable. Moses took of the anointing oil, which is a type of the Holy Spirit, and the blood, and he sprinkled it upon Aaron and his sons and their garments. The oil and blood is mingled in consecration. He sanctified them with the oil and the blood. And beloved, we need his blood for cleansing and sanctification if we desire to be effective priests unto God, and we certainly need the anointing of the Holy Spirit. Is that not true? Praise God. Now, there's another passage I want to share as I would bring this message to a close, found in the book of Zechariah. And it's some wonderful passages, but I'm going to start reading at verse 9. Rejoice greatly, O daughter of Zion, and shout, O daughter of Jerusalem, behold, thy king cometh unto thee. He is just and having salvation, lowly and riding upon an ass, upon a colt, the foal of an ass. We see that actually transpired before his crucifixion. He entered into Jerusalem. And the word goes on to say, I'm going to skip a few verses. Verse 12 says, turn you to the strong. No, I better not do that. Let me go to verse 10. And I will cut off the chariot from Ephraim and the horse from Jerusalem, and the battle bow shall be cut off, and shall be, and he shall speak peace unto the heathen, and his dominion shall be from sea even to sea, from the river even to the ends of the earth. This is what I want you to see. As for thee also, by the blood of thy covenant, I have sent forth thy prisoners out of the pit where there was no water. Turn ye to the stronghold, ye prisoners of hope. Even today do I declare that I will render double unto thee. And then skipping down to verses 16 and 17, and the Lord their God shall save them in that day as the flock of his people, for they shall be as the stones of a crown lifted up as an ensign upon his land. For how great is his goodness, and how great is his beauty. Corn shall make the young men cheerful, and new wine the maids. Listen to this. The verse I want to emphasize is, as for thee, verse 11, as for thee also, by the blood of the covenant, I have sent forth thy prisoners out of the pit wherein there is no water. And I believe this refers to the present church age. There are so many who are in church pews, and they're bound by the dry religious systems of man. Oh, they might name the name of Christ, but we see in recent years the apostasy that has taken place in wholesale denominations, where they have refused to embrace the veracity of the Word of God. And we are living in perilous times, and God is separating, I believe, the wheat from the chaff. God himself can do that. It's either a matter of you either believe the Word of God as a Christian, or you believe that it contains some of the Word of God, but really we need to be more relevant for today. We're in a new era, a new time, a new age, and we need to be tolerant. We need to be accepting of people's sin and not call it sin. Beloved, there's a dividing line, and whose side are you on? He who's on the Lord's side, come over. That's what Moses said. Praise God. And the Levites responded, the priests of the Lord. And that's what I believe God's people are going to do today, those who are kings and priests unto their God. God promises to deliver his people, and he was literally referring to the exiles of Jerusalem, out of the pit, out of their foreign captivity, which was Babylon. How? Well, as I shared in verse 11, it was by the blood of the covenant. Jerusalem represents the people of God. Babylon, if you will, represents the religious systems of men. God wants his people out of formalism, out of dead works, out of religiosity. This is what he vehemently criticized the religious leaders of his time. Jesus spoke to the Pharisees. He said they were hypocrites, whitewashed sepulchres. They had a form of godliness. They denied the power thereof. They could not even receive the words of the very Son of God who was manifested in their midst. And you know what Jesus said? You are of your father, the devil. He that has ears to hear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying. Beloved, there is a way out through the blood. The systems of men will crumble, but the church, the true church, the spiritual habitation of the Spirit will emerge triumphantly. Beloved, let us make much of the precious blood of Jesus. Well, I thank the Lord for the time I've shared these several broadcasts that we've been able to focus on the precious blood of Jesus. And as I bring this broadcast to a close, let's just join our hearts in prayer. Father, we come to you and we thank you for your word, the understanding you give us, Lord, that you have given us everything that we need in this life, everything that pertains to spiritual warfare. And Father, right now I do pray for every listener. I pray, Lord, that through the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony, they shall overcome. I plead the blood of Jesus over them. And Father, I thank you by the word of God, they shall be delivered. The yoke shall be destroyed because of the anointing. And I send forth that word of healing, of deliverance, of power right now, that they shall experience a newness of life. They shall experience faith arising in their heart, hope returning to them, and they shall go forth as part of your victorious army, conquering and doing warfare and securing the victory through all that Jesus has done for us. Well, my time has flown. I must bring this broadcast to a close. Thank you for joining me. I appreciate you listening, and the announcer will give our contact information. I invite you to write, and until next time, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code, or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606, or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless. Oh.